Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's May 18th, 2007. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, we have a couple of cute miracles to report. May 1st, we were on Kevin and Bean talking about your great struggle to make your earthly residence in California, now possibly in Hollywood. Afterwards, the Kingdom of God's power kicked in, and we were able to put up the spiritual barriers around Los Angeles and make the defense of the city much easier. Why is it our speaking on KROQ so effective?
It's very simple, really, Alora. There are millions of people in the Los Angeles area that deep down in their souls believe in you. And whenever you appear on this show, whenever you talk on this show, it kicks in their power and they begin sending their power to the kingdom of God. If we could really get these people awakened, we could do a tremendous job in that area. But this is why you are so effective there, Alora. Is that there are many there that really believe in the kingdom of God, and when they hear you, they know that you are speaking for the kingdom of God. And though some people laugh and some people have a good time, we reach those people that really have the kingdom of God's power, and that power kicks in. That's why this show is so important to us, and the people on it are so blessed by us, because time and time again, when we have desperately needed power, they have had you on, and that power has come through. The people have heard you, and they have supported the kingdom of God and saved mankind. That's why that show is so powerful, Alora, and why you have so much power in that area.
Thanks to everyone there, Nazarene, and I think Kevin and Bean and Jay are great.
So does everybody in the kingdom of God, Alora, because they've always been there for us, and we hope they always will be. Their reward is going to be tremendous.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I am often asked, what do Mary Magdalene and I do for entertainment? Well, when we have an hour to spare, we love to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. It is our favorite program. Their address is
www.jimmykimmellive.net.
Be sure to tell Jimmy you heard me speak of him here on Here's Jesus.
We're back. Nazarene, shortly after the barriers went up around Los Angeles, Jimmy Kimmel announced he was going to have Oprah Winfrey on his show. It turned out to be a darling little girl and not the talk show host. But the mere mention of Oprah Winfrey scared two of the demons in Los Angeles so much they surrendered to the kingdom of God and have ceased fighting us. A tremendous victory. Why is Oprah Winfrey so frightening to the creatures of darkness?
Alora, Oprah Winfrey is the kingdom of God's most powerful female source of energy in the United States. Though we have some problems with some of the guests that she has on and some of the things that they support, the majority of them pour power into the kingdom of God. She is one of our greatest agents living in the United States at this time. So she is very, very powerful and feared by the creatures of darkness because of the power that she brings to the kingdom of God everywhere she goes. You can imagine what it would be like for them if the most powerful male source and the most powerful female source of energy for the kingdom of God in the United States are in the same place at the same time. It just burns them, Alora. It just overwhelms them. It just fries them. So these two creatures of darkness that were weak from fighting us and on the verge of starvation, when they heard that Oprah was going to be on Jimmy's show, knew that if she was, they would be doomed. Fortunately, they didn't know that it was a child, but the mere mention of Oprah terrified them, and they ran and surrendered to the forces of the kingdom of God. And as you say, this was a tremendous victory. But this is what they were so frightened of, Alora. If the two energy sources had gotten together, it would have destroyed them. They wouldn't have had a prayer. That's what they were so frightened of.
Wow, Nazarene. I really hope we get to meet her someday, and I hope Jimmy really does have her on his show.
Can you imagine, Alora, what would happen to the demons if he had you and Demetrius on at the same time? What God could do with that power. What God could do with that power.
We'll be back again.